I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know the Bible is right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, saints of God, we're in the book of Proverbs 16:20. Amen. Glory to God. Proverbs 16:20. And in Proverbs 16:20, glory to God, in the King James Version, we're going to be looking at three versions tonight. It says, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Amen. Glory to God. That's Proverbs 16:20 in the King James Version. Glory to God. And what I want to say here is that many people want to be happy in this life. Glory to God. Many people want to be happy. Glory to God. But they don't know the secret to happiness. Amen. They don't know the secret to happiness. And they try many things. Oh, they try drugs, and they try alcohol, and they try sex, and they try acquiring a lot of money, hoping that that would bring them happiness. Amen. Because they never knew the secret of happiness. Amen. But in Proverbs 16:20, if God gives you the secret to happiness, he gives it to you free and clear. And he says here in Proverbs 16:20, whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. If you're not happy, glory to God, it's because you're worrying. If you're not happy, it's because you're concerned about something else, something else going on in your life. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible says here, glory to God, that to be happy, glory to God, one is happy who trusts in the Lord. Now, why is that so? Because when he trusts in the Lord, glory to God, when he trusts in the Lord, his mind is not on his circumstances and situations. His mind is not on the things that make him depressed. His mind is on the Lord, and he's trusting in the Lord. He's putting everything in God's hands. And when you put everything in God's hands, that means you're free. It's like a child. A child doesn't think about the rent. A child doesn't think about the food. A child doesn't think about bills. All of that is in his parents' hands. And because it's in someone else's hands, he doesn't have to worry about it. And if he doesn't have to worry about it, that means he doesn't have a care in the world. And without a care in the world, he can be extremely happy. And a child plays all day long. Amen? And when you're a child, it's okay to play all day long. It's part of your development. It's part of your psychological and physiological development. One of the things that I feel sorry for, a lot of schools are taking out playground time. They feel that if they keep the children longer, they wake them up earlier, 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock, get them to school early, and keep them an hour later that they can increase their time for learning. And then they cut out recess. My goodness, I can remember as a child recess. That was one of the most fun times of the whole day. We had to attend class, but recess was when you could move around, when you could breathe air, when you could see the sunshine, when you would be outside, and you could daydream and fantasize and play games. And running around strengthened your muscle and breathing fresh air. Physiologically, it was good for you, not having a care and playing. And in other ways, it was good for you. You were learning relational skills, all kinds of skills you were learning. Amen? Glory to God. And so you didn't have a care in the world. And you grow up healthy, happy, and strong. Amen? The modern school systems, they want to cut out all recess time and keep the children in their chairs all day long. Glory to God. I feel sorry for the kids. Glory to God. But the Bible here says, whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Happy is he. Glory to God. Happy is the person who trusts in the Lord, because everything is in his hands. Amen. You place everything in his hands and you don't have a worry. Amen. That child that you're worrying about, put that child in God's hands. Amen. And leave him there and don't worry about him. And you can go on your way happy, happy, happy. I heard there's a gentleman on the radio now, and he teaches happy. He teaches, I think it's once a week, he has what he calls, if I understand it right, happy hour. And he tries to teach people how to be happy. Oh, and they come up with some all kinds of different ways. But the Bible tells you the true way to be happy. And that is, glory to God, to put your trust 100% in God. Amen. Entrust him. Didn't you entrust him with your life when you got saved? So entrust him with your affairs, amen, and your situations. Trust God, amen. Trust God, glory to God. Trust God, glory to God. And if you trust God, you'll be happy. Now I'll give you another insight, another view of this. And that is we all have friends or acquaintances. And sometimes we're thrust into informal counseling situations. And one of the things that you can pick up on right away, if someone is sad or depressed or there seems to be a season for anxiety attacks. People are having increased anxiety attacks. Glory to God. Well, you're an informal, unofficial counselor now, because you know what makes people happy. Glory to God. Based on this verse, amen. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. So what do you know automatically if you're speaking with someone and they're terribly depressed or they're terribly distracted or they're having all kind of anxiety issues? Amen? Glory to God. You know that they're not trusting in the Lord. Amen? And so as a friend, you can turn to this scripture and not criticizing, but just have them to read it. Just have them to read it and see if they pick up on the answer to their anxiety. See if they pick up on the reason for their depression. And if they don't connect the dots, you gently connect the dots for them. You gently connect the dots. You gently let them know, wow, is it possible that one of the reasons why you're feeling depressed, according to this scripture, would it be possible that you're not trusting God? Or you could put it in the positive. Are you trusting God? This says, if you're trusting God, you're happy. Are you trusting God? Amen? Glory to God. And they'll see it. If you open up, if you give them light about their situation from God's word, they would appreciate it. They would really appreciate it, glory to God, to know what God says about their situation. And many, and you can know right away in an informal counseling situation where someone might be just sharing with you. They may not be seeking a formal counseling session, but just sharing something with you. And because you have the answer, one of the answers to life's issue, that is happiness, you can point out this scripture and let them know. I wonder, glory to God, if we were to put everything in God's hands, would we be happy? And they would say, oh, yeah, we would be happy if we could put everything in God's hands. But you don't understand my situation. My husband, he just isn't the kind of blah, blah, blah. Amen. Well, then, well, are we trusting God with everything or are we not trusting God? If we're not trusting God, this we won't be happy. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know exactly how you would have phrased it to a friend, but you'll know how to handle it because you would have prayed and asked God while they're talking. You would have asked God for wisdom, to give you wisdom so that you could give them sound counseling, so that you could give them answers, but not just answers, answers that work, that really work. And I can tell you, when you put everything in God's hands, when you trust him with everything, your whole perspective changes. Because why worry about something that no longer concerns you? You've turned it over to God, so you have other things to do. Amen? And the weight and the heaviness lifts right up off you when you put everything in God's hands. The Bible is right, and it says, whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Are you trusting the Lord for all the issues in your life? If you are, you can skip down the street happy. Amen? But if you're concerned about this and you're weighed down about that and you're troubled about such and such, amen, happiness will elude you. Glory to God. Trust in the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He will. Amen. He will. Glory to God. So if you want to be happy, listen, God has blessed you tonight. He's entrusted in your hands the secret to happiness. Now you know, both for yourself, your family, and friends, you know the secret to happiness. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And then the Bible says in this same verse, Proverbs 16:20, in the King James Version, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Amen. Now, in the King James, that's an alternative rendering of that first clause in 16:20 in the King James. It says, he that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. But it can also be written, he that understandeth a matter, he that understandeth a matter and handleth wisely shall find good. In the King James, that portion of scripture is a little hard to get our handle around. But look at it in from the Positive Thinking Bible. It says, if you know what you are doing, you will prosper. This is Proverbs 16:20, but it's from the Positive Thinking Bible. It says, if you know what you are doing, you will prosper. That sheds a little light on he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And then in the Tanakh, the Jewish Bible, Proverbs 16:20a says, he who is adept in a matter will attain success. He who is adept in a matter will attain success. So in the King James, if you handle a matter wisely, you'll find good or you'll attain success. Amen. Now, we're going to get into this extensively after the break. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Now, beloved, glory to God. When we look at Proverbs 16:20 in the Positive Thinking Bible, we come across some knowledge that will help you to find success in this life. If you meditate 16:20a in the Positive Thinking Bible and really come to an understanding of what it's saying, once again, you will have found one of the very, very key secrets to life. For this verse tells you how to prosper in the world. This verse tells you how. A lot of people want success. They want to prosper, but they don't know how. This verse, Proverbs 16:20, A, in the Positive Thinking Bible, tells you God is so kind that he lets you know how to prosper in the world. Let's read Proverbs 16:20a from the Positive Thinking Bible again. It says, if you know what you are doing, you will prosper. You will prosper. Well, as I said, this tells you how to prosper in the world. That is, it lets you know that you, not somebody else, to prosper in the world, you must know, not, oh, I heard about that. Oh, you know what? I'll get a fix-em-up book, and I'll read out the book. I'll get a handyman book, and I'll find out from the book. I'll just follow what it says. And I'll figure out how to do it. Or I'll tinker with it until I figure it out. No, that's not what this says. This says, you want to prosper? You must know something. Now I'm going to tell you a key. I'm going to tell you a key that 99% of the people, no, I'd say 95% of the people don't do. 5% of the people, they get to know something. And to know something, look, literature says that if you want to really know or become an expert at something, you have to spend upwards of 10,000 hours working on it to know it, to really know it. You have to study it so hard that you literally become the expert in that area. You literally become the expert in that area. I'll give you an example of somebody that this is, hopefully you'll plug into what I'm saying. You take someone like Dave Ramsey. Now, Dave Ramsey, he has a talk show. Amongst many other things, he's authored at least a dozen or more, way more books on personal finance. But how did he start out? And why did he start out? How did he? He's a multimillionaire now. How did that happen? Did he just say, "Oh, I want to be a millionaire," and money just fell out of heaven, and he's a millionaire? No, no. How did it happen? Well, he was trying as a young man. He was, if I have the story right, he was trying. He wanted to be a millionaire, like so many other people. They want to be a millionaire. How you do that? Well, he decided, I will try my hand in real estate. Well, he went into real estate and he leveraged, that's a fancy word for loans. He got a lot of loans on the real estate. So while the sun was shining and while people were, they had their jobs and they were paying their rent and he could service the debt, he could leverage or borrow vast amounts of money. But Jesus said that in this life, it shall rain. And that's a figure, it also can be a figure of speech that in a country like ours where we have a business cycle, the cycle goes up and it goes down. As long as you're riding the wave up, everything is fine because you're making money and you can take huge amounts of debt. But things turned and the cycle came down and people weren't staying in his house. They weren't paying the rents. They weren't. And so because he wasn't making money, he couldn't pay on his loans. He couldn't service his debts. Make a long story short, he went bankrupt. And when he went bankrupt, he made up his mind. He said he was so bankrupt that he would go to the gas station to put gas in his car, and he would be worrying if when he put the card in the gas pump, would it work so that he could pump some gas into his car that was on empty. That's how hard it was for him. Well, he made up his mind that that would never happen again and that he would never go bankrupt again, because when he couldn't service his debts, the people, banks started foreclosing on all of his houses. So because they foreclosed on everything and he had to pay out everything he had, he himself experienced personal bankruptcy. And so he determined that he was going to learn something, that he was going to learn personal finance, and he was going to know it backwards and forwards. So he began his study of personal finances. Well, in time, he got to know it so well that not only did his new way of thinking based on the scriptures, the Bible, he put those concepts and principles to work, and they worked for him marvelously. And not only did he go from rags to riches, but he succeeded so well that he decided to write his first book. And he said when he wrote his first book, he was, let's say, 90% sure, because he had done it himself, but he didn't know if it would work for other people. Well, it did. And once again, to make a long story short, Dave Ramsey has helped thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people not only come out of debt, but find their way to vast riches and prosperity that they wanted. Now, how did he do that? Just by wishing and hoping? No. He learned something. He came to know something. And how did he come to know something? I said, to become an expert, it's estimated that a person would have to spend at least 10,000 hours on a particular subject to become an expert at it. He would have to read every book that's been written about it, read every author, every book that talks about the things that the thing that he wants to be an expert at, until he becomes so knowledgeable in that area that he becomes the expert. When they want to hire somebody, they don't want some fly-by-night person. They want an expert, or another way of saying it, they want They want to hire somebody who knows what they're doing. You yourself, if you take your car in to get it repaired, you don't want to take it to a guy who's read a book on auto mechanics. No, you want someone that's been to school. He's worked at garages. He has years of experience. He knows your kind of car. He knows what he's doing. That's the person you want working on your car. You don't want someone that went to Walmart to the automobile section and buy a book on how to repair a car, and he's going to figure it out to save you money. He may save you money in the very beginning, but when that thing starts knocking, you're going to wish you took it to a professional. Amen? And in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says just that. If you know what you're doing, you will prosper. And it's so. I mean, right on the surface, you can see why that would be true, that if you know what you're doing, you're going to prosper. Why? Because people are going to bring the business to you. Why? Because you know what you're doing. When you fix their car is fixed. It's fixed today. It's fixed next week. It's fixed 6 months from now. When they fix it, when you fix it, it's fixed. So what are they going to do? The next time they have a problem with something else, they're going to come to you because they don't want to take it to somebody and it breaks down again. They spend $600 to get it fixed, and then a month later they got the same problem, and they got to spend another $600 on another guy, and he tries to fix it, and he tells you it's fixed, and that'll be $450, and you got to give him $450, and then 3 days from now the thing is pinging again. No, you make up your mind. No, I'm going to take it to an expert. He fixed my car before and it was really fixed. I'm going to take it back to him again because he knows what he's doing. And that's exactly what this verse says. If you know what you're doing, you will prosper. People will bring you to business. People will bring you to business. And then the best advertisement in the world is word of mouth. When your car's fixed, someone else's car is going to be fixed, going to break down, they're going to ask you, hey, who's your mechanic? I noticed you had trouble, but your car's running good. Who's your mechanic? Oh, you got to go to so-and-so. When he fixes a car, he's an expert. When he fixes a car, your car's fixed. And even if something does act funny, if you bring it back to him, he stands by his work. He'll redo it for you, no charge, because he stands by his work. If he fixes it, it's fixed. Amen? And with people coming to you and then with repeat customers because you know what you're doing, because you spent the time, the minimum of 10,000 hours studying it and then reading every manual and reading every book and then spending years in your craft, you know what you're doing. The Bible says, and I've never known the Bible to be wrong, the Bible says that if you come to a place where you know what you're doing, you will prosper. Not you might prosper. The Bible says you will prosper. Amen? Glory to God. A great secret right here. If you know what you're doing, if you know how to bake wedding cakes. Amen. I'm not talking about you read a book and you're going to try to bake a cake and see how it comes out. You don't know what you're doing. You're experimenting. But I'm talking about the person who puts in the hard work, who puts in the labor, puts in 10,000 hours reading everything about every aspect of making a wedding cake. And they put in, will they prosper? Oh, yes. Don't you know that there are some people, not the average person, but there are some people who spend thousands and thousands of dollars. There's some weddings, there's million-dollar weddings, and those wedding cakes can be $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000. Beloved, if you're cranking out a wedding cakes at $10,000 and $20,000 a cake, I guarantee you, you're not going to have to worry about being thrown out of your house because of the rent's not paid. You won't have to ride around in a hoopty, not those kind of cakes, amen? And why are you getting the upper-class business? Why are you getting corporate affairs and making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 an event? Because you didn't just go and do a class on how to handle events. You know all about it. You studied it and studied it and studied and put in the time. And you're an expert. In fact, people come to you for help. Amen? If you become an expert at something, the Bible says if you know what you're doing, you will prosper. And the Bible is right. I'm overtime, beloved. It was a pleasure talking with you, but I'm overtime. God bless you. See you next week, 7 o'clock. The Bible is right. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.